Like It or Not, with Michael Lane and Smack Tongue Radio. Pay our respects, love, gratitude, and memoriam to a great artist, a great gospel artist. But she's more than that. A wonderful wife, a beautiful mother, a great friend, a loving daughter, and a beautiful worshiper of Yah. This is a special edition of Team Lion Show. Rest in heaven, Felicia Bazell. Like It or Not with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your daddy is rich, ooh, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, no, you cry.
That beautiful voice you heard was Felicia Bazell. This is a great artist who we are honoring. Unfortunately, we're in memoriam. Felicia Bazell passed away on April 6th of this year. Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane. It's a very special edition. And Michael Lane is who I be. But it's not about me, because later on, we're going to not only get deep into the life and the love of Felicia Bazell, but we will also be doing that with the one who can do it best, her partner in worship, her partner in music, and her soulmate in love. Melek Ban Masha will join us. In the name of Yahweh, and in the name of Yahwashi, I bid you peace and love. Felicia Bazell represented that. She represented peace and love throughout her talents, her music, her videos, her presentation. It was of respect. It was of honor. It was of love. And it was of honor and love of Yahweh, of Yahshua. And one thing that she always pushed was just the love of Christ, the love of the Lord, the love of the Father. And you felt it not only with this great woman, but through her great, adoring husband. Her heart beat with love and never hesitated to give love and give a shout out to her beautiful soulmate. What a great man he is. He's all the man. Oh yes, we're going to be dealing with this man as well as his wonderful wife. We're going to talk about The Message. We're going to be playing music from The Message as well as Felicia's project. This is one of them. Later on, we'll be talking about this. I want you all to remember this song. Keep this song in your mind. I mentioned it. It was a good segue. All the Man. Brother Malak has something to say about that song, and it's going to blow your mind later on in the show. But right now, let us begin to honor the life of Felicia Bazile. And you can't do that without her wonderful husband, because they are two great artists and two great anointed talents. He is all the man. And he was that to his beautiful wife and will remain that. Here they are on Like It or Not with Michael Lane, the tribute to Felicia Bazile.
Just like him, he breathed into my nostrils, and I became a living man. He gave me dominion over all the land, from the birds of the air to the fish in see everything at my command, and all that he asks is that I love him as he first loved me, then I can be all the man I can be.
Yeah. for my sins and transgressions. But it's me, oh yeah.
Need you, Lord.
Stand with me, pray.
Yes, I've got you,
oh, creating me a clean,
creating,
and renew a right spirit within. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins ever before me.
You're listening to Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Team Lion Show and Smack Tongue Radio pay our respects to the great anointed gospel singer, Felicia Bazile. Our tribute continues. This is the love we never had. Malak Ban Mashah.
Father, I pray that they will be one in us, I and you, you and me, that they may be made perfect in love. I don't care where I go when I'm with you. When we cry, love that I never had.
Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow.
That's the Son of Man.
But we'll tell the world
that's the man
wherever
man,
we may go. We have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know.
Each and every one of us here on Team Lion Show, aka Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Smack Tongue Radio, smacktongue.com, honors and respects the life, the music of Felicia Bazil. We also show love to the great talent and the anointed and wonderful husband of this beautiful woman, Malek Bun Mashah. Look, I have to play this song, but the title really will get to you, because when I just from the title alone, we're all going to love the song, but just from the title alone, I just wanted to give a message to Brother Malek and the family. I really want to focus on you guys on this one. The name of the song is It Will Be Okay. I know you guys are going through. I can't even begin to imagine the pain. It's tough. Even though you know that this angel on earth is now gone to be with Yah, I just want you all to know that I want to play the song, and I want to just segue into the song because of that title. I want you all to know that it will be okay. Why? Because, oh, she's okay. She is okay. She's smiling. I can feel her smile. And she's smiling down on you guys. She loves you all with all of her heart. It will be okay. You all are struggling, but it will be okay. She will forever watch over you guys. It will be okay, right here on LION.
Thank you.
It would be okay if you say yes, we are brothers. What's with all of these colors? Why are you the oppressor? It would be okay if you use a gun for protection and the trials for correction. The judgment set and the books are open. It would be okay if you do well, you are accepted. So at the door, you should move it. The love of Zion will be adjusted. It would be okay.
Like It or Not, with Michael Lane and Smack Tongue Radio, is paying tribute to the late great gospel singer Felicia Bazile. She landed at the top, along with her wonderful husband, with the song Comeback. They also made a huge impact in the top 10. I believe it was number 2 or number 3. I think it peaked at number 3. All the Man, that's the song you heard earlier. Now, don't forget, you all will hear from the brother himself about that song and many others, and you all are going to love this. As a matter of fact, on the other side of the break, we will talk to the man himself, Brother Malak Ban Masha. It's going down after this. Felicia Bazile, we love you, we respect you, and we honor you on today. We are celebrating your beautiful life. We'll take a break and be back right after this. Like It or Not with Michael Lane is proud to be a sponsor of Project Face to Face. Project Face to Face is a non-profit organization whose members host events in the community year-round. They are famous for their toy giveaways, which they have every year prior to Christmas, where they pass out toys to children in need in the community. Project Face to Face's goal is to have a resource center where they're face-to-face with our youth to instill the value of education and the importance of community. The motto is Face to Face, which means exactly that. They encourage face-to-face interaction in our communities. Project Face to Face is also sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, Panizzi Publishing Company Incorporated, Never Know Entertainment, and San Mateo County Toys for Tots. Follow Project Face to Face on Facebook, and you can also visit the website on GoFundMe.com. Just search Project Face to Face.
Advertise your business, events, and more on Like It or Not with Michael Lane on SmackTongue.com. The best for indie music and controversial talk. And you can either send a script or an MP3 of your ad. Prices start as low as $10. For more info, email us, Like It or Not with Michael at SmackTongue.com. Like It or Not with Michael at SmackTongue.com.
Are you down with Team Lion? Well, come on, follow me. Follow me at Facebook. Facebook.com/likeitornotwithmichaellane. Twitter. Twitter.com/T Team Lion Show. That's the main page. Twitter.com/likeitornotmike is my political page. SoundCloud.com/likeitornotmike. Instagram.com/likeitornotmike. YouTube.com/likeitornotmike. That's my main page. And YouTube.com/likeitornotpoliticsone. That's my political page. So if you are really down with Team Lion, you come on with me and show your support.
Hi, my name is Tanya Frizzell. I'm coming to you from Scotland, and you're listening to Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and I'm so glad you came around.
Hello, everybody. This is Michael Lane. You know, sometimes performing basic daily needs can be overwhelming. That's where Personal Touch Total Care Services comes in. You see, Personal Touch Total Care Services provide not only personal assistance services, but it also performs cleaning services. They provide the daily assistance that you need, whether it's private or senior, and even professional. Their services include personal shopping, prescription pickup and drop-off, car washing, apartment cleaning, office cleaning, and so much more. Personal Total Touch Care Service also believes in giving back to the community. Each year, they will give back to food pantries, shelters, group homes, wounded veterans, sick children, and more. So if you're in the Milwaukee area, give them a call. Area code 414-639-0779.
You can play a huge part in our weekly indie music countdown. Just listen to the great songs played only on smacktongue.com and vote. No limit on voting or amount of songs. Email us, likeitornotwithmichael@smacktongue.com.
Smack Tongue Radio understands that the most important thing a music artist needs is exposure. And I have some good news. Independent artists of every genre can be played on SmackTongue.com and the hit show Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Pop, rock, smooth jazz, no problem. Any genre and any language. Send as many versions of the songs you like and as many songs as you want us to spin. Just send your songs to radio@smacktongue.com. MP3s only. Although we pay no royalties, we will never charge you for airplay. So you're actually getting free exposure. How awesome is that? Once again, the email is radio@smacktongue.com. radio@smacktongue.com.
Or not. With Michael Lane.
Hear, O heavens, and hear, hear, O earth, for I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me.
Come on, children of Israel, can't you hear the Father calling you? You've been in the wilderness so long. Now it's time for you to come back home. You've been given an inheritance, promised to your father Abraham. The time has come for us to make our but it must be done in Yah's great name.
My people
who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face,
and turn from
their wicked ways.
If I hear from heaven,
I'll forgive their sins and
towards
Jerusalem.
1 and 3 says, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. You know, we look around and wonder why our people are in the state we are in today. Well, the Bible prophesied that we will lose our identity because we turned our back on Yah and the covenant we agreed to keep. But I want to let you know that Yah has not forgotten about his people. For Yahuwah will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the stranger shall be joined to them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob.
Like It or Not with Michael Lane, Smack Tongue Radio, smacktongue.com. As you all know, this is an episode long tribute to the beautiful, the anointed Felicia Bazil. She landed at the top. As you all know, thanks to your votes from all around the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thanks for supporting these great, great artists. But we all know we're paying tribute to this wonderful woman of Yah. And as I told you guys, and the moment has arrived where I talked about her strong, loving, wonderful, and a great artist, a great singer in his own right. Her other half. We've talked about Felicia, and we're going to talk more to the person that knows her better than anybody here on earth, maybe. And her beautiful family. It is my great honor, and my great, I'm telling you, it's such an honor to introduce to you guys here for the first time on, and it won't be the last time, on the show, her wonderful, gifted, and anointed husband, brother Malak Bon Mashah. Blessings to you, brother.
Well, hello, and I would say shalom to you, Brother Michael. Good to be here.
And I would love to take the time now to send my deepest condolences to you and your beautiful family.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate that. We really do.
It is it's an amazing thing. We're going to talk a little about this wonderful woman that came into your life. But it's kind of funny, brother. It wasn't like this young lady that you've seen. It didn't happen as quickly as you may have thought it would. Can you kind of explain the beginning of this beautiful love affair that y'all put together?
Well, yeah. It's a beautiful love affair because the Felicia was and is a beautiful person. Mm-hmm. We met at Taylor University in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Both of us were returning to school, to college. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had just come through a bad marriage, you know, and got home from it. And God spoke to me and mm-hmm. told me, he said, when you get that divorce, I'm going to bless you. Mm. You know, and it was an audible voice. I heard it loud and clear. And I had gone through some things in that marriage. She told me not to marry the woman in the first place. Mm. And, you know, trying to live right and not do the wrong thing. I went on and married her anyway. But, right. you know, right. I soon learned to hear his voice even above my own understanding. And a month later, you know, we was in a bad marriage. And it took a few years and I was out of it. And he told me, when you get the divorce, I'm going to bless you. And then he told me to go back to school. Mm-hmm. Because I was a pastoral ministry student, you know, studying for ministry.
Yes.
And this was in 2002. Mm-hmm. And so I went back to school, and one day I was getting ready for class, one of my classes, and I heard another voice that spoke to me and said, she's going to be in your class, and you're not going to know who she is. Mm. So, you know, I heard the voice. I didn't know what it was talking about. You know, I was just going about my business.
Right.
And I tried to figure it out, but I gave up on it, and I just went on about my business and went back to school. And well, eventually, long story short, the second semester started that year, the spring semester. Mm-hmm. It was 2003, and I was in the wrong class. I was in the wrong writing class, and mm-hmm. I had been there for a couple of days, and they let us know. They let me and a few other people know they had us in the wrong class. Mm-hmm. So they shuttled us down to the right one. And so I was there for maybe a day and, you know, just getting acquainted with that class. And then mm-hmm. I saw a young lady walk in. She's young, well, about my age maybe. You know, I just reasoned mm-hmm. that she was, you know, another non-traditional student that had been married, was married, had children, and was returning to school mm-hmm. To continue her education. And so, you know, that's, you know, I kind of look at people and kind of see where they're at. Maybe this is what this person is going through, and I just went on with my business.
Right.
Well, one day she stopped me and she asked me if I was related to the Bazils. And I told her, I said, yeah. I said, it's family. That's my siblings. And Michelle and Eugene, yes. And she said, I thought so, because all of you guys look just alike. She said she went to school with my siblings, and they, you know, knew them very well.
Wow.
So, you know, it was interesting because, you know, I got a chance to talk to the lady that I took a look at.
Mm-hmm.
And what radiated from her inside being was beauty. Was, you know, it was, you know, she was beautiful from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took notice of it, and I was like, wow, you know, what a joy to just talk to her for a second or two like mm-hmm. that. She's really something else.
Right.
And so I sat on back down, and we were still in the class, and we went on with class and everything and did some tests and everything. Found out that she was not a writing major, but she was the best writer in the class. She was the best.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And, she had the best scores and everything. And so eventually her and I, you know, got to talking, and, you know, because she knew my siblings, and we became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started telling her about the things that I was studying, the things I was teaching in churches and everything. And it had a lot to do with the awakening of the children of Israel around the nations, you know.
Yes.
And then, you know, biblically, we start talking about it, and I found out she was very, very smart. And she really started studying these things with me. And
mm-hmm.
and while we were doing homework one evening, where we got paired off into twos, my divorcer came through on that same day. And her and I was doing the project together.
Wow.
And So I told her, you know, I said, you know, my divorce came through today, and she knew all about it, and then I talked to her about it.
Yeah.
And she said, really? And she got to talking, you know, like she normally would, and started, you know, telling me her side and what she thought and everything. And while she's talking, I'm thinking, the guy says, God, where's that blessing at? You told me back here a little while ago you was going to bless me when I got the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just see him, you know, like, you know, what is the discernment? Just, you know, nudging his head at her, like, there she is. That's it right there. I was like, come on now, God, you know, this woman is a good woman now.
Right.
And he was like, there it is. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know, right there. And it happened on the same day that we was doing our project. And, you know, and I asked him, where's that blessing? You know, and right after, you know, when I got convinced that God was not lying, this was really her,
mm-hmm.
you know, then I started really, really looking into it. I said, wow, this is a relationship started by God, because I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see her and just say, well, this is a beautiful woman. I would like to talk to her. I want to take her out and all
of
that.
Right.
I was coming out of a bad marriage already, and I didn't want to get involved in anything else.
Right.
But I did see was the type of woman that I really admired, that I really would have liked to marry, but I just didn't think that I had, you know, had what it took to marry that type of woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as I started inspecting her, you know, this was of God, I started, you know, talking to her in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually she came out with the same thing. I told her what God told me, and she said that God told her the same thing.
Oh my gosh.
And so that's how our relationship got started. She was going to a different church, and she was ministering, a song minister, praise minister, one of the best in the church,
mm-hmm.
at Oshawa Baptist Church, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Wow.
Pastored by Cedric, Prophet Walker.
Yes.
And I was working with another church on the other side of town. And so eventually she invited me to her church, and that's how everything kicked off. You know, we became known as an item eventually. And God kept confirming that this is your wife. And kept confirming to her I was her husband. And
wow.
That time on, we was inseparable until she passed away just last month. You know?
Yes. Yeah. We're talking to the brother, Malak Ban Masha, right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Yes, the brother is here, and he's joining us. What a powerful story, my brother. Now, I'm going to take it to the musical side. Now, you already know that she's been a great praise leader, had a great voice. What made you two just inseparable and great, wonderful, everything's going great? Like, wait a minute, let's sing to the glory of Yah. How did that come to be?
Well, we were working to get her project out there. Every time she tried to do a project, a monkey wrench got thrown in it. And this was before I even met her. She had a few opportunities and had music on the way, but it never panned out.
Mm.
And God told us to leave Indiana and come to Las Vegas, and we obeyed him.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to come. I knew I didn't want to come to Las Vegas,
right.
Even though I have relatives here.
Yeah.
And we just stepped out on faith. And as soon as we got here, about a couple years into it, we started working on her project. And guess what? It didn't pan out. It was beautiful and everything, but something happened. It's just like something was trying to keep it from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went on about our business, and we thought, well, as soon as God shows us what's going on, we'll get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a few stints where I went to the hospital, and God started telling me to leave my job. You know, and I'm a teamster. I work in the convention industry, and
mm-hmm.
it's a nice job. I like the job, but it kept telling me to get off the job. And,
mm-hmm.
and after I did a couple hospital stints because of the job and because of the toxins and things like that, I started listening to him, and eventually. She got a hold of a piece of change, and she wanted to, purchase some things to start working on her project.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with it. I said, well, yes, let's do that,
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that I was not going to be returning to my job because I'm going to be in obedience to God. And then he spoke to me and said, well, this is going to be your new career.
Mm.
So I thought, well, my new career is going to be basically being her manager and helping her with her song ministry and song career.
Right.
And so we got the equipment and we started working with everything. We started working with our son, who is still in Indiana, who's an excellent musician, by the way.
Wow.
So, you know, that was the plan. And that's when we started working on the song Comeback. That she loved so much. And we started working on that song. And she wanted me to do the intro, you know, mm-hmm. that you hear at the front.
Oh,
and
yes.
And a little bit of the, you know, tuning in with her, you know. And I didn't think I was that good or could do it, but she wanted me to get in there with her, so I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so we worked on the song together, and the whole thing came about mostly through her. She wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
There some ideas that I put in there, like, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and,
right,
you know,
right.
And all of that. So a little later on, after we released that song, God started speaking to me and saying that he wanted me to sing also.
Wow.
And I've been hearing this for years, you know, but I didn't know what he was talking about. And I just ignored it, you know, I'd sing in the shower or something, you know.
Right.
But he started saying he wanted me to sing. So, and it started working out that direction where I started working with her on her song, Good News, in the background. And it sounds very well. And I don't think you have that song. We're going to release that sooner or later with her singing Good News.
Awesome.
But it started sounding pretty good. And God would not allow us to release it. And so I was wondering why. And he said he wanted me to sing.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me that she had a song called All the Man.
Ooh, yes.
that she had wrote years ago.
Yes.
And she was trying to get one of the singers in Fort Wayne to sing it with her. They did a good job, but they never released it. So she said this might be the opportunity to release it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she started working with me on the song and, you know, how to come in and how to sing the song. And eventually, you know, we got it done. And we released the song, and I didn't know whether it was going to do good or not, but it turned out that it did better than Comeback on many radio stations.
Yes,
and so it was a surprise to me, and so but it was a confirmation that it was God calling me to sing. So I just put it in my mind that I was going to sing with Felicia in the background, and maybe a duet or two. And over time, the project got. It's like a monkey wrench got put in there again.
Uh-huh.
And I started asking him, okay, why can't we can't get past these two songs? And eventually he told me, he said, well, the project is not going to be hers. It's going to be yours.
Wow.
And it took a while for me to accept that, because I'm thinking, well, Felicia's got a very beautiful voice. She's been trying to sing for years.
Yes.
It's her time. And why is it going to be mine?
Right.
So it took me a while to accept that. And after a few little helpless situations where it was like God would let me know, you know, hey, do you want to go back the way you was at, or you want to come where I'm telling you to go?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just told her, I said, well, this is what he told me. I don't understand it. And so we accepted it. So we started working on my project. And within the next 6 to 8 months, I forgot how long, somewhere in that area, that's when she got diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh, wow.
And, that's when she was diagnosed. And she had been going through some things at work herself.
Mm.
Her hands got weak, and so we tried to figure it out, and it got to the point to where we could not ignore it any longer, and we went to the hospital, and she had stage 4 colon cancer.
Lord.
Pretty much that's how that went. And, you know,
Given that time, brother, which I know was just like a stop. Did it completely stop the project at that time, or did you soldier on, or made ways to continue to soldier that project on during that sad moment?
Yeah, it didn't stop the project. You know, like the previous times, the project seemed to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seemed to continue to move forward while we fought her cancer.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I was not fully, you know, just going into the project because, you know, I was basically my whole life was to watch over her and to take care of her and to make sure everything was all right with her. So my focus was really entirely on her. But before then, we had already within those 6 months, wrote songs and set up to release a project. You know, we were still working on Jerusalem.
Yes.
But we had pretty much, wrote songs and set up the songs. And she gave me basically, because the project is going to be mine, she gave me Comeback and All the Man to be on my project. She had hers, but she put them on my project.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did then is that within that time period before she got diagnosed with cancer, she started working with me on my project. And you can hear her in some songs that she did.
Yes.
That we did when she's in the background or we did a duet,
right,
and all of that, that's just still there. And we were still trying to work with Good News and her version of Good News, which is really, you know, it's a very nice song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got my version, but her version is really, you know, it's a hit, you know, a big time hit. And but wow. It's like whatever we tried to release the song, it's just something always went wrong. It's really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we couldn't figure that out. But
right.
You know, things continue to move forward until we decided we was gonna see this as my project, and that's when everything seemed to move forward.
We're talking to Brother Malak Ban Masha right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane. But I'm gonna backtrack a bit because you blew my mind. You blew my mind, and I think I'm looking at my other staff members and they're like, what? All the Man was your first ever time on recording?
Yeah, All the Man was my first time recording a song or even getting on a song, singing a song.
Wow.
And all of that jazz, that's my first time I've ever really sang a song, you know.
Wow. It's like you've been doing it for years and years and years. I mean, how that song was so delivered and just with so much emotion. That the Jerusalem Project, as a matter of fact, that, I mean, you can just hear the passion in your voice. It's very emotional. I heard it. I was very emotional. It was very moving. A great, great set. Man.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I got
yeah, that song, that song, Jerusalem, was made. Basically, we did three of them, but it was made with her sitting watching me sing the song while she was going through chemo and all of that. And it was really her favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
Of the project. It's the one that when we got in the car, she wanted to hear that. And, you know, when we turned on the music, she wanted to hear Jerusalem.
Wow.
You know, and that song was basically saying, I sang that song basically watching her as she was going through.
Wow. And that explains the passion and the emotion in your voice as you just it was so I just felt, you know, the anointing and just the power in that. Was that a performance or a recording that it's more memorable than any of the other songs?
Yes, it is. It's the song that God told me to release first out of the project.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one he wouldn't let me do a snow job on it. That's why there's three of them, because the first two I kind of just said, okay, I'm going to do the song,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to, you know, we're going to be finished with it. But the third one, basically, and I just went on and said, okay, I'm not going to do any more, do-overs on this song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to let him tell me when to sing it, how to sing it, and you know, all of that. And that's what happened. You know, he told me, he said, okay, now it's time to sing it. And we went into our studio, and we did it.
Absolutely.
One take. But one take. Felicia was right there, and pretty much her situation had gotten a little worse. And there was a lot of tension in my, you know, in my spirit about what she was going through,
mm-hmm.
and yes. You know, and yeah, and so obviously, yeah, you can you can sense that the song was basically, it had a lot of her at the top of it.
Yes, absolutely. And wow, it just an amazing, you know, just to now hear your words behind that, it really serves even more like just emotion with me. You know, it's just like, wow, because it's so amazing how it's just so passion, just so much passion, so much emotion behind your voice, and how you just you sung your heart out, man, and it really, really it really, you know, like touched me, you know, because I was you know, listening in. You gave me the word, hey brother, hey, check this out, it's on you know it's on this channel, and I checked it out, and I, you know, I just wept, you know, and it was just, it was very, very moving for me. And so, but brother, because I can imagine for you, and once the project was done, or, you know, in its final stages, how was Felicia then?
Once the project was done, really with Jerusalem is when it was, you know, this last Jerusalem we did.
Yes.
Is when it was really complete. This was back here maybe in January, February, is when we finished it, redid it. You know, she was, by the end, Felicia had lost pretty much a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
She got very slim. Her chemo, you know, had pretty much fought off the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It did a pretty good job. She had surgery in 2018 in February when she was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And the chemo did a lot. And then they put her immune therapy where they was going to work with her immune system.
Mm-hmm.
But with one of those, you hear it on the commercial that one of the side effects could be that it damages the liver,
yeah,
or your kidneys.
Yes,
right. So that's what happened with her. Though she was fighting pretty good and she was doing very well, her liver was damaged, and she had cirrhosis of the liver.
Lord.
So we had to turn around our fighting to the liver. Mostly to make sure that the liver didn't get any more damage. So they took her off of immune therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so she could not do any more chemo immune therapy because it was, you know, her liver was only working at a certain percentage.
Right.
And her kidneys were being affected. So we had to make sure her diet was well. She was in the hospital for maybe about a week doing all of this. And the doctor said that she couldn't do no more chemo.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave us the option of palliative care at home or hospice, and we put her on palliative care. And when we saw that there were some things she needed, you know, urgently, we went on with hospice.
Yes.
Because of things she needed urgently, even though she was at the palliative care area.
Right.
Of her treatment.
Right.
And yeah, so basically around the same time when she got off of chemo and immunotherapy is when we were done with the project, pretty much.
Now, brother, with the passing of your wonderful soulmate, in the midst of your grieving, in the midst of just really like in remembrance and in honor, a new life has emerged. Can you tell us about that?
A new life?
You became a grandfather?
Oh, yes. I was wanting to be sure.
Okay.
Yes, right. A week later after she passed, Avery, our son, became a father for the first time. And,
wow.
He gave birth to a baby boy. His name is Abiel, which means my father is God.
Beautiful.
He's 8 pounds, six, 6 ounces. Healthy, very beautiful child. Very beautiful child. So he brought a lot of joy into our lives, you know, with just what had happened.
Yes.
With my wife and their mother. It gave us, it was like a promise, like a rainbow after the flood of Noah, you know, a promise that everything was going to be all right. We were still mourning, and we still are. We're still mourning and grieving over the passing that she's not here. You know, it's really something, you know. But but he brought some joy and peace and tranquility and hope for the future and into our lives. So it's been a blessing, Abiel.
Yes, brother. I remember, I'm just going to go and just break it down like this, brother. I remember when we first, when you first submitted those two powerful songs, Come Back and All the Man. I remember, because we all listen to songs in our staff room.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, we was just, I looked around in that room. First we heard Come Back. And I mean, they were just, we were just looking at each other like, wow, this is cold. This is great. And the message, you know, we was just like, wow, this can really reach our young people, because we have a lot of young listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said, okay, all right, we're gonna hit them off with that, and then we'll hit them off with the next song. But we didn't hear the next song yet. So All the Man came on. We played All the Man. And I promise you, brother, it was so many eyes that weren't dry. it was tears, because it was moving. It was lovely. It was beautiful. The way you just, it was strong too, because what you were saying, what I, you know, biblical speaking of what a man, what a husband is supposed to be. And it was such a, not only just a beautiful love song, but a spiritual love song. And that's why, you know, the connection that I had with you guys, and I've never met you guys, I'd never talked to you guys, and I had planned on having you both on the show. And the Lord would say, not yet. Not yet. And then another monkey wrench comes. This happens, or the show has to, you know, go on vacation or a hiatus for a minute. It was always something. And then when I was informed of the passing of Felicia, I was, you know, just, I was gone. I was, you know, they were wondering what's wrong with me, and then they told me, and it was like a good friend, you know, gone, you know. And I said, Lord, what can I do? What can I do? And it was like tribute. And I didn't get it, you know, so I thought I would do my regular tribute. Okay, let me just, no. And I communicated with you, and God just put it in a real, real tribute. And that's what I had to do. And I believe Felicia is orchestrating this. I mean, it's coming together just so beautifully. And just to have a wonderful man like you, man, I hope I can definitely stay in touch with you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, we definitely can stay in touch. And I feel like I've known you for a while, even though this is the first time we've communicated, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, through phone. But yes, we can do that.
And we're going to, brother, we're going to, you know, a lot of people been hearing this and here. We're going to, you know, just break them off with some great Jerusalem stuff. Now, can you please tell our listeners, my friend, what can they do to support you? What can they do to purchase Jerusalem, or I like to say Jerusalem, what can we do?
Well, like what you just said, we can support what God started in our lives and what he wanted us to do. And that obviously was music. He got us away from our hometown and got us in Las Vegas and then started saying, release music. He brought us together supernaturally. So, you know, the music is more than just a good sound. It's a ministry.
Yes.
And it's his spirit. It's his spirit within us singing a song. And we even listen to the music ourselves and we hear that's God, you know, that mm-hmm. that's him that done it, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so I would say, you know, purchase the music and listen to it and remember the life of Felicia, this wonderful, beautiful woman whose life and whose person was like a song. And what you hear of her and her music and her beautiful voice, that's just how she was. That's just how she is. A beautiful song. Many people love her. And there's a lot more to Felicia than just those two songs. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, it's a beautiful song. And you can purchase the music on all, pretty much most digital outlets, iTunes. Mm-hmm. You can go to CD Baby. Mm-hmm. Most of them that's out there, you can go there and you'll find a project called The Message with Malak Ba Mashah. Felicia's featured on a lot of the music, if not all of the music. I think there's a few songs on there that her voice is not there, but mm-hmm. she's there in presence, like Jerusalem. But you can go there and purchase the songs, find which ones you like. Jerusalem is the one we're pushing right now.
Yes,
and we're beginning to promote, and we will, because that's what he wants us to do at the moment. So we're just in obedience to him. So if you do anything for us, just do that, and you know, we gladly appreciate it.
Definitely, and I will have, ladies and gentlemen, I will have the links on my Twitter. I will have the links on my Instagram. I will have the links on my Facebook page where you all can please support this ministry. As he said, it's more than just a rip-ropping song. It's not just where you can just move around and feel good, but you can move around and feel good spiritually. It is definitely a ministry, because there's messages in them. There's not a lot of messages in music these days. But you listen, and I tell you, take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, take it from me. You will be moved, because I was moved. I was moved the first time I heard these anointed people. And one of the best ways I can describe her, from someone who never met her? How she sings so beautifully. It's so beautifully giving, the message that she gives. The exuberance that she brings to the song, how beautiful, open, and giving she is. Isn't that like descriptive of her as a person?
It sure is, Michael. Like I said, you know, Felicia, her life is like a song. She's a person that if somebody was to get the story in Hollywood, somewhere that has power to write and make a movie, a blockbuster that's going to really touch the hearts of people, mm-hmm. it would be Felicia's life. It would be her life, you know.
Yes.
If you go through many of her pictures and that we're posting on Facebook, and you see her from the time she's just a little girl mm-hmm. and all the way up until the time she passed, you can't help but feel the spirit, and she's just really there.
Yes.
What she was is in her song and everything she did. That's how she was, you know. There was no admixture in there. She was just purely that. She was an angel, you know.
Yes.
And you know, sometimes the best of us are taken away early, and so gone too soon. You know, we wish that she was around longer. But obviously, God said that he wanted to take her, and for his reasons, you know, and for reasons that, you know, we're going to sooner or later find out.
Yes.
He wanted to take her. And And but she really was a great wife to me. She's a great mother to her children, her four boys, to my three daughters, her sisters. She was a wonderful daughter to her mother and her father. Everyone that knows her and knew of her really loved her. It's hard to really hate her. Mm-hmm. If you can hate Jesus, you're gonna find somebody that's gonna hate somebody like Felicia. But it was hard to really hate her. She had a few haters, but it's very hard because she's such a kind, giving, loving person. Very smart. She was no dummy.
Right. Yes. You're right.
She was no dummy. She's a very smart woman, very wise, and understanding. And I was blessed. Like you said, when you get that divorce, I'm going to bless you. And she was a blessing to me. I just want to know, God, why did you take her? You gave her to me for 16 years. Mm-hmm. And what's going on there? I know he has a plan but sometimes I wonder, we question like Job.
Yes, yes.
And I try not to go all the way with it because I don't want to know serious rebuke, but, that she was such a blessing to me, and I miss her. Everyone misses her. And she will be missed.
I definitely understand, brother. And one thing I can say definitely about you, you are a symbol of strength. You are, you yourself are no dummy. You're very, very highly intelligent and you're very anointed. You're very anointed, brother. And, I don't think if I'm not mistaken, I don't think you thought that you had all that in you. Like, the power that you have in your words or talent to really reach people the way Yah is using you. You never thought that, did you?
No, not in that manner. Not with a song. Mm-hmm. I never did think it would come through a song. My outreach was mostly word ministry,
right.
Teaching, and I would leave the singing to somebody else, like my wife, Felicia, or somebody, that's how I was, I didn't want to try to, get up there and get off key or pitch, and mm-hmm. what is he doing? So I left that to somebody else, I was not even trying to try to sing, I had the best singers around me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard him saying, sing, it was a step of faith because I had never ventured in that area, and I went on and stepped out on faith, and I knew that he was saying it beyond the shadow of a doubt for me to sing, and a few times Felicia was singing, and I said, this fella could go right here. Let me say something right here behind here in the background,
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened, Eventually he put it within me, not only to sing, he put it within me to want to,
yes.
a desire. But I didn't desire to just do this project. I didn't desire to do solo exactly. I would sing with Felicia, with my wife,
Wow.
We'd do a duet, and that's how I saw it.
Right. My gosh. Well, brother, wow. You are a great man, and I'm telling you right now that this won't be the last time that you will be on the show. We'll definitely keep in touch, and we'll definitely have you on the show again. Your our hearts, our prayers, not only for myself, not only for my staff on Like It or Not with Michael Lang, but the entire station of Smack Tongue Radio. We send our love and we send our prayers. And if you need anything, brother, you just let us know.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. And Smack Tongue Radio. I have to say, you have the best voice and radio around yourself, you know.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You know, it's a very, very nice voice and very welcoming, and it's easy to listen to you. You know, I was listening to you the other day when you did the tribute and noticed the sweetness of the masculine voice that was coming from your direction. So I can see that God has great things in store for you also.
You don't know how much that means to me, brother. That means so much, a great deal to me. And I thank you, and I thank Yah for you and your wonderful, wonderful wife. You have a closing message for our listeners, those that reached out and said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. And some of them that expressed their love and sympathies, voted comeback all the way to number one, and All the Man all the way to number two came close. So any message for our listeners right now, sir?
Well, I want to thank you for loving us in such a manner as you to see what God had placed within us in the song, and really loving what he's done in our lives. So thank you for fans, thank you for reaching out and really expressing your condolences for my wife, this beautiful soul that God took home to be with him. It speaks well of you to have a heart like you've shown and you've expressed when you heard, about the passing of my dear wife, Felicia Brazil, and what we were going through and our loss. So we want to thank you. And I'm quite sure Felicia would really express this in a very articulate way, of what you've done for her, and how you felt, and the prayers that have gone up for her. So thank you. We love you. And be blessed. Be blessed.
Man, I love you, brother. Love you, brother. Much love to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've been going through it myself, and all I got to do is get the tears going and just think of this person that, is not here, and how she left this world. And she left this world very strong, it's a very beautiful thing. And God told me that I'm here to take her,
Yeah.
And he did, it's just really amazing. There's a God, and he has control of these things. And I know that she's in his arms and she's in his care, and she's singing in the clouds of glory up there. And she's going to be doing this forevermore. So she's going to be a blessing. She's not dead. She's alive still.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So, we comfort ourselves like that, to know this. So thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to let everyone know in Fort Wayne to watch out for this program. give a thumbs up. They're going to be all tuning in, those that love Felicia in Las Vegas as well as in Fort Wayne, and others that are around the Midwest where she ministered in the group called The Expressions of Joy when she was a teenager. So they're gonna love it to hear this tribute that you've done, this beautiful tribute you've done to my wife, that you've done for my wife. I appreciate it. God bless you, Michael. And we'll see you on the up and up,
Absolutely, my brother. God bless you, and I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, brother Malak Ban Masha.
Thank you.
And now, here's the new single from The Message, Malak Ban Masha and Jerusalem.
Miles and miles of tribulation, piles and piles of troubles loading. It must be that we go through this, but flesh, heart, and mind wants to abort it.
Our Father has a plan. We sometimes don't understand, and we must be strong and trust His perfect hand. At the end of this road is a pot of gold, a wonderful story waiting to be told. Been a long time in this affliction, pain, hardship, and sorrow showing. The blessings are blessing, the curses are curses. More than any, we sure do notice. Our Father has a plan. We sometimes don't understand, and we must be strong and trust His perfect hand. At the end of this road is a pot of gold, a wonderful story waiting to be told. So I must be prayed up, worded up, encouraged to go through this. Must be sobered up, soldiered up, and vigilant in my spirit. Must be tied up, tangled up, and joyful in His goodness. To endure, to endure. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, where will we be in the end? Will we see you ever again? Jerusalem. You're the mother of us all, and I just want to come back home and see your people flood your gates again.
He was a hard working man, built his house into a home. He never lacked for anything, but Papa was a rolling stone. Yeah, took care of his wife and children, and Yah blessed the work of his hands. Though at times he was a little rough, he was a family man. Yeah, he managed his money well, but you can't take it to the grave. His wife cried out, "Father, please don't take him to the soul," he said. And I'm glad to say I've helped Milton give his heart to him. Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
And I believe that one day we're gonna be together in the kingdom. Gonna walk that street of gold
one day.
I'm gonna know as I am known
one day.
gonna see he who died for me one day. We will all be set free
one day
and see all walk at liberty
one day.
United with my family
one day.
Ooh, one day.
She was a beautiful woman, had a voice of gold. With her five young daughters, off to church she would go. She loved to sing praises unto her Lord and King. She put her heart and soul in every word she would sing. "I'll Fly Away" was one of her favorite songs. I can still hear her voice, though she's gone home. Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'm gonna fly away. Yeah, yeah. I take off out of knowing I'm gonna see her again one day. Yes, I will. Even as I am known,
one day
gonna see he who died for me. Yes,
one
I will.
Day.
As I am now,
one day. Ooh, yeah.
I'm gonna see he who died for me
one day.
Yeah. Ooh,
one day.
One day.
We love and miss you, Papa and Mama Bates.
Sing, Mama.
Wonderful day it will be when my Savior's face I'll see. Oh, yeah. One day. Get it?
Yep, 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 yep.
Weren't those some beautiful songs? L-I-O-N. I'm your host, Michael Lane. Of Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Michael Lane's show right here is you're listening to. And Smack Tongue Radio. We're paying tribute to Felicia Bazile. And the song you just heard was One Day. Prior to that, you heard the new single, Jerusalem, or I like to say Jerusalem, by Malak Ban Masha. Isn't this great music? I mean, it's anointed. I know in the midst of sadness, in the midst of mourning, I pray that these songs moved you, that the Holy Spirit came in and through this music ministered to each and every one of you all within the sound of my voice. Everyone around this beautiful world, I pray because their music is just, it's just so wonderful. And let me tell you something in closing about not only Felicia, but also her husband. They are about love and loving each other and their marriage and be strong and their role as husband and wife. But also through their music and through their lives and how they live shows their love for Yah. Think about that. So it's not only the love that they have for each other, but the love that they have for Yahweh and Yahwashi. So I'm just hoping that you guys enjoy this and just really feel that. I'm really feeling the Jerusalem 2019. Because don't forget, you know, he just told us about the earlier version. What a powerful show. What a powerful man in the midst of. You just shown such strength and the strength of Yah. And brother, I'm just so proud of you. And as you continue to go and grow in Yah, as well as your family, your talented family. I love you all. I pray for you guys. I've never met you guys. But through the Spirit, but through your music and through your love of each other and of God, I felt a connection. It's like I've known you guys for, you know, it's just amazing. And that's why we here at this station and the show was so compelled to pay our respects. You all are loved. And yes, Felicia, you are forever loved and greatly missed. I love you. And we all love you. This goes to show you the impact of your works. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'm up and I'm out of here. I love each and every one of you all. And I hope you've been touched by this celebration of a beautiful life and a beautiful wife. And Felicia's husband, forever. Brother Malak, I love you so much, brother. And until next time, everybody, this is your boy Michael Lane, hollering, screaming, crying, yelling, shouting, and saying, wise up and rise up, because united we stand, and may God bless you. And we cannot close this show without the beautiful angel herself, Felicia. Felicia, angel, the floor is yours. I love you.
God has, yes, he has smiled on me. He has said, me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. Cause of my joy today. Yes, he is. He fills me with his love. He sends it on down from above. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me. He has said, oh, he has set his child free. Oh, God has smiled on me. Hey, he's been good. Yes, he has. He's been